Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 64, Trailer Trials. First, of course, some news. I did a write-up on how to dye yarn using Easter egg dyes. Please come by the website autumnbreezedesigns.com and read it for me. Let me know if I captured all the important details. I tried to be very meticulous and serious and capture exactly how I do it. So please come by, check it out. Let me know if it's understandable. Also, we discovered that the Fucking Guard episode had dropped out of the feed. And last week, after a lot of work, we got it back into the feed. And I really have to thank Wayne because it's his diligence that caught the fact that the Fucking Guard wasn't in the feed at all. So it's back in there. I'm not 100% sure of why it dropped out. Chatting with Misty from Geek Farm Life, we came to the conclusion that it's probably because I have the special characters in the episode's title, and that may have caused WordPress or PodPress to freak out a little bit about that one. Now, I have to ask you a favor. Next week is supposed to be a knitting episode, and I'm kind of at a loss as to what to talk about. So if there's any knitting topic out there that you really want to hear my opinion on, please drop me an email and let me know what you would like to hear me talk about. Also, on the Maryland Sheep and Wool front, I have broken down and made my reservation, so I will definitely be going to Maryland Sheep and Wool. So if you're going to go, please wear a big fucking flower so I can find you as well. I have placed a picture of the basket and the said flower of mine on the website and also as the album art for this episode. So if you're going there, I think I'm going to be fairly easy to find. I need to cut this week's show just a little bit short, at least a lot shorter than last week's, because I've got to go get hay. The babies are very low on hay, and so I need to run over there and get it. Now, running over there and getting it is always an adventure, because I get the huge round bales of hay. And also, this means that I have to use the trailer. I have an 8x10 trailer that I bought used, partially using yarn as a barter for it, and the rest paying cash. I'm kind of happy about the fact that Dot and Dash contributed to the purchase of the trailer. You see, I have problems backing up even without anything attached to me. The only accidents, and I'm using that term lightly because as far as I'm concerned, it's not an accident if you're the only car involved and the other thing is a stationary item, has occurred when I've been backing up. And I have backed up into trees, I have backed up into fences, and, well, once Wayne swears this is an accident because I backed up into his car and I had to replace an entire light element for his car because you can't just replace the one little cracked reflector thingy on it. So that was annoying. But anyway, backing is not easy for me. And when you put an 8x10 trailer behind me, then backing becomes even more difficult. And I have to back up because I can't pull through the backyard into the front yard. It's just not possible. Backing is my only option. And I have gotten stuck so many times. Besides that, I've also, well, destroyed the lights on the trailer, taken out a fence, and did some damage to our back deck as well. So getting hay is always an adventure. The last time I went and I got hay, I was a little cavalier, and we decided not to strap the bale of hay down. And I was driving down the road at a good clip because it's these backcountry roads where speed limit's 55, and I think I was doing about 50, and suddenly I felt a lurch. And I looked back behind me only to discover that the bale was not laying on its side. It was tipped over and threatening to roll out. Now, these bales are about 1,300 pounds, and they are about 6 feet in diameter. So I'm going, ah! And I stopped, pulled over, and looked at it. And I tried to kind of push it, but I couldn't get the right leverage. Luckily, I am a bit of a pack rat, and I tend to just toss things in the van and then forget about them, and unless I'm getting ready to go on a trip in which I need to make room, they just stay in the van. And I had taken a tripod, a camera tripod, in to try to get it fixed. Unfortunately, they don't sell the part that was broken on my tripod, so I ended up buying a whole new tripod. Now, of course, instead of throwing the tripod away, I just tossed it into the van, which was a lifesaver because I took the tripod and extended its legs full extent, and I start pushing on the very, very tippy top of the bale to try and encourage it to lay back down. Now, in the meantime, because I am out on a back farm road, all these pickup trucks are cruising by me and slowing down and looking at me, and I swear the same trucks must have come by three or four different times. But finally, pushing with all my might, I tipped it back down and strapped it into place. And I thought, oh, good. Well, let's go on. So then I'm driving a little bit slower now because a little stressed out. And I get onto the highway, and it's a back highway, a little two-laner, but I have to be on it for a good amount of time, but I'm trying to pull off as soon as possible. Usually I pull off at one road, and then I realize that I could actually pull off sooner than that. And I had, you know, a little sports car behind me who was very annoyed because not only am I going slow, but all this hay is flying out around me onto him. So I'm trying to get over as soon as possible. And I thought I saw the road that I decided I was going to turn on ahead of me. So I take a quick right turn and pull off the highway, only to realize I am on a single lane gravel road. Now, there's a lot of these single lane gravel roads in the area, and I have no idea where this road is going to. And I cannot back up because on either side of this single lane gravel road are trees. Lots and lots of trees. And besides that, we've already discussed my backing skills are sad. So I'm basically forced to go forward. And I'm going forward. And I'm praying, please let this road come out to some place that I will recognize. Please let this road continue to go the right direction. Because these roads also sometimes tend to meander around and you end up doubling back on yourself. But mostly, please, when this road ends, let me know where I am. Because in North Carolina, I have found it to be very difficult to know where I am. When I lived in Las Vegas, there were lots of points in which you could see in the horizon that would tell you, one, which way you were facing, and two, where you were. And you had all the different casinos, plus the different mountain ranges. Getting lost in Las Vegas was very difficult to do because you had a horizon and you could usually see where you're going. In North Carolina, this is not true. I came here for the trees. I love the trees, but oh, goddamn those trees, you can't see where you are, and they pretty much all look alike. So I'm driving around, hoping that this is going to go somewhere and not into someone's yard, and that I will be able to get on a two-lane road and get home. When all of a sudden I see a flash in my peripheral vision to the left, and I turn and I look, and there is the bizarrest looking dog I have ever seen in my life. It's got legs that are about 3 inches long. It is short-haired with white and tan markings. It's got upright ears and a little flat face, and it is out to get me. And all I can say is, oh, please, don't let me hit the dog. Don't let me hit the dog. Oh, my God, where'd this dog come from, being out in the middle of the woods, when all of a sudden I see a second one in which I've got to say, oh my God, someone's breeding for this? That is the bizarrest looking dog I have ever seen in my life. Oh God, that means someone really, really cares about these dogs. Please, please don't let me hit the dogs. Finally, I leave the dogs behind at my huge pace of 20 miles an hour on this gravel road. And yes, I sped up to get by the dogs. When suddenly looming in front of me is a stop sign and a two-lane blacktop road. And I stopped there and I sighed and I said, oh, thank goodness. Now, where the hell am I? And as I'm looking, trying to figure out, do I want to turn left? Or do I want to turn right? I see movement in my right peripheral vision. And I look over, and there are 5 sheep, 1 horse, 2 donkeys, and a steer running full force right at me, yelling, hey, dinner, dinner's here, hey. And I'm thinking, oh no, please let the fence hold, let the fence hold. The fence must have been electric because they stopped about 2 inches from the fence line and continued to yell at me, "Hey! Hey! We're over here! Hey!" I slowly inched out, turning to the right. And they cried, "Oh, hey, come back, hey. Oh, no, come back." So I drove on home because luckily the road that I found was a road that I knew. It had been previously under construction. I was very hopeful that the construction had been finished, and it had been. And I got home, and I backed the trailer up just outside of the fence line in which all my girls came running. "Hey, dinner's here!" But then Wayne came out and informed me that we needed to be somewhere else, so I left the bale of hay there, inches from my poor sheep, and we went out to take care of some other things. The next day, I did open up the fence, back the hay and the trailer up, this time without much incidents. I did bend one of the fences a little bit, and I think the left tail light is now absolutely and completely inoperable. Not that I have ever really hooked up the wiring anyway, but we got the hay back there, and with Wayne's help, we tipped it out, and the sheep have been enjoying it ever since. But now it's eaten down to nothing, and today I need to get them another bale, so wish me luck. Hopefully this time will not be as adventuresome. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, or just because maybe you like what I'm doing, please come by the website and leave me a comment. AutumnBreezeDesigns.com. You can, of course, send me an email instead. My email address is Carrie, and that's Carry, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. Also, I have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. And I also have Skype. If you have Skype and you'd like to chat with me using Skype, my Skype ID is on the website on the contact page. So that's another option of a way to get together with me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk with you. So if you're going to Maryland, also be sure to look for the woman with the big fucking flower and come by and say, "Hey." Have a great week. Bye.